This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. Piclis is a spicy Haitian condiment. It's ubiquitous in Haitian restaurants and homes here in South Florida. You can find it in a glass jar or a plastic bowl. Piclis has also become really popular among people in the know outside the Haitian community. Cynthia Verna is a Haitian chef. Everyone calls her Chef Tia. And she says her friends are always asking her to make piclis for them.
I have more of my Puerto Rican, my Cuban, my Dominican. Oh, forget about the Dominicans. I need to have piclis, piclis with eggs, piclis with this, piclis with spaghetti, piclis with everything.
Some people describe piclis as a spicy vinegar coleslaw or a Haitian spicy kimchi. The condiment comes with most savory Haitian dishes. Chef Tia is preparing a small batch. First, she chops up some cabbage. She uses a grater to shred some carrots and then the heart of the piclis, the Scotch bonnet pepper. Chef Tia cuts the pepper finely and sprinkles salt on it before mixing it all together in a bowl.
More spicier, like fiery. We want the seed in there, okay? We want to chop the seed, so I'm going to go.
Chef Tia grew up in Pétionville, Haiti, and she says she started making piclis when she was about 7 or 8.
Oh, we would learn mostly is when we used to go in Provence with my grandparents in Tiguave, and that's where I learned with the people.
The people were the Haitian women street vendors who cooked fuitai, fried pork, fried plantain, fried shredded yuca, in giant pots of hot oil on the side of the road. And fuitai always gets topped with a generous helping of piclis. Chef Tia squeezes some lime into the bowl with her cabbage, carrots, and pepper, a little vinegar, and that's it.
And what is the best way to keep anything for long? It's an acid. So simple, salt, acid, lime or vinegar. Those are cheap things.
She says piclis is the perfect condiment. It doesn't need any refrigeration, and it actually gets better with time. And it's easy to get, too. Locally, some grocery stores like Publix, Winn-Dixie, and Walmart carry it. There are artisanal piclis makers at farmers markets, and Haitian piclis is making its way onto non-Haitian restaurant menus.
And then we have our open patio in the back.
The Head or Tails seafood market is sandwiched between Hialeah and Liberty City, and it's been serving piclis for 10 years.
I'm Cuban, and we eat a lot of Cuban food, and we eat tostones, which are the green platanos. I know Haitians eat a lot of that, too, and we love putting it, too, on the tostones.
Willie Perez owns Head or Tails.
And people here love to put it on fish, on rice, on everything.
He says he was introduced to piclis when he used to work at Zuby Supermarket, a grocery store that caters to mostly Haitians in Little Haiti. A Haitian woman named Chris would bring jars of piclis to sell there, and he started buying them from her to serve at his restaurant. He says many of his customers had never heard of piclis, but now?
We've run out of piglet, and people, oh, no piglet, okay, I don't want food then.
Perez estimates he goes through about 10 gallons of piclis a week. In Little Haiti in Miami, there's a Chinese restaurant that serves fried rice and egg rolls with a side of piclis. A few blocks down, Claude Postel is the owner and chef at 6010, an organic rotisserie chicken restaurant. He's from France.
This beautiful paper there, you know, it's just wonderful, you know.
This isn't too surprising. A lot of Haitians work in the restaurant industry here.
We have a Haitian cook who's working with me for a long time, you know, and he teach me how to make it.
Haitian entrepreneurs are also capitalizing on the popularity of piclis by making the spicy condiment and selling it in glass jars. Georges Hébert Laguerre runs a small cafe in Little Haiti. He goes by Tijoge. Tijoge says, depending on where you're from in Haiti, every piclis has its own special touch.
You go to the northern part, you find another style. Then you come to the central part of Haiti, you find another style.
The base is always cabbage and carrots.
I recall observing my grandmother making her own style of piclis. She will get the green beans, mince them out, and she will put shallots in it, and also sour oranges.
And when people ask Tijoge, what do you put piclis on?
I'm going to say on everything.
Piclis on everything. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.